once the grandstands are closed, there's actually another finish line that is in St. James's Park for anyone who can't meet the cutoff at the mall. So we make our way to that finish line. We buy confetti cans, we buy gels, sweets, we buy plasters, painkillers, whatever we can think of that people might need. Whistles, clappers, glow sticks, you know, as much as we can. We bring speakers to play some music, and we just, you know, we give people that hero's finish that they deserve.
I love that. I love that. It's such a nice idea. Now, presumably, some of these people that are crossing the line, because did I hear that last year, you know, people were crossing the line at midnight last year? Is that correct?
Yeah, so the final finisher was a lovely gentleman, Fred Tomlinson. I believe last year was his 32nd, and he's taking on his 33rd this year.
Wow.
Crossed the finish line at 7 minutes past midnight. And honestly, his resilience, the determination and the grit that it takes to keep going on your feet for that many hours and to cross that finish line, it was such a beautiful moment. I found myself getting really emotional, and I had to try and rein it in, because we had supported his wife. She was there waiting for him. And it actually just turned out to be a really lovely story with Fred, because his daughter had found Team Finish together online, and she had messaged me previously just to say, my mum and dad are coming along, can you please look after my mum? And then it turned out that he was the person that finished last, and it was such a nice moment for us all.
The mum's been in the pub for 6 hours. She's fine.
Absolutely.
Has he not finished yet?
Yeah. But he was in his 70s, wasn't he?
Yeah. He runs in memory of his daughter.
Oh, wow.
He just has a really beautiful story, and I believe he's done it 32 times. As I said, he's taking on his 33rd this year, so incredible. We're really looking forward to seeing him again.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I mean, is there a cutoff point? Because my mate Lloyd Scott, many years ago, you may have seen this, he's the guy that ran the marathon in a old diving suit and also dressed as St. George dragging a dragon along. And he did it in just over 5 days. How long are you willing to stick around, Trina?
I mean, if we were allowed to, we would definitely stick around for 5 days. I would definitely be there. Probably not looking as good as and put together as at the beginning. I'm probably looking like I've run a few marathons myself. But we would stick around. Unfortunately, there does come a point at which London Marathon will say to us, for health and safety purposes, you cannot remain here. So yeah, last year we were allowed to stay until Fred finished last year, but the year before, there was a person who was walking the marathon backwards.
Right.
And I believe they finished at something like 3 or 4 in the morning. And they'd been on the phone to London Marathon, and they had agreed that they wanted to just finish it, but they understood that people couldn't stick around, and we were asked to leave. We did want to stay, but it was pouring with rain, and St. James's Park at night isn't very well lit. And
also,
they did ask us.
To be fair to you, Shrina, it's lovely what you do, but you're more doing it for people. I mean, that person bought it on themselves. They decided to walk the marathon backwards. Don't worry about them, Shrina. They're fine. Also, if you walk a marathon backwards, are you finishing at 3 a.m. or are you starting?
Right. Well, that's the real question.
Shrina, well, I love what you do. I love the idea of you surrounding people finishing the marathon at midnight with confetti cannons and giving them loads of support. It's such a nice idea. So enjoy Sunday. And if you are running the London Marathon, look, whether you do it in a ridiculous time, whether you do it in 2.5 hours or whether you do it in 12, the fact that you're doing it is absolutely incredible. And whatever time you finish, don't worry, Shrina's going to be there,
yeah,
firing confetti.
Me and a whole group of incredible volunteers.
Love it.
Out for us.
Right,
thanks
we'll keep
for
an eye out
me.
For team finish together. Lovely to chat to you, Shrina. Have a lovely day. Enjoy your Excel lesson.
Thank you.
Bye, Shrina. Bye. Bye. I love that. That's such a nice
great
idea.
Well,
very nice. Well, thank you for chatting to us, Shrina. Yeah, team finish together. So if you're doing the marathon on Sunday, best of luck. And no matter what time you do, Shrina's going to be probably the occasional person. So this is the last thing I need is a woman with a confetti cannon. But I'm sure 99% of people are very, very happy to have her there. This is the return of Pulp. It's Spike Island on Radio X.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged and moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling. pretend I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pointing. And by the way, understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling.
Spike Island. I love that.
It's great, isn't it?
It's so great. Yeah, their album is going to be the first album in nearly a quarter of a century, 24 years since their last album came back. I had the honour of playing that song first on Radio X. I came into work and just, you know, sitting here, minding my own business, and then got the call from the office. We're going to play the brand new Pulp song after midday. I was absolutely delighted. But then I had that moment of, oh, what if it's rubbish?
Hope it's good. Yeah, exactly. Hope it's good.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I love Pulp. Mm. And this is their first album in 24 years. Please don't be rubbish. And then I played it and I was like, oh, this is brilliant. Mm. Right, 9.38. Polly James is back in just over 20 minutes with the Request Hour. I've got our record of the week before 10 o'clock.
Radio X.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
White. True white. Pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes! The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're gonna help me stop it.
Us?
Why, you got someplace to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Only in cinemas, Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
Long, sunny days are ahead, and your next big win could be too. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. WinPlus, great prizes, real winners. 18 plus GB only, T's and C's apply.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I Wish I Didn't Have to Drive Home is losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Johnny Vaughan.
There's two sorts of alpha cockneys that I've noticed.
There's gruff voice, Cockney. One has got a voice like that.
Right, how are you doing?
Right.
But then there's the other one.
So gruff Cockney,
yeah,
and then what else?
Horse Cockney. Who are you? I was just discovered. And sometimes I wonder, did the horse cockneys used to be the gruff cockneys?
Of course, they must.
They got too much for
it. And they overgruffed
it. West Ham were too bad.
That's Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays, choose from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
can buy a house.
Arctic Monkeys, the view from the afternoon on Radio X. Just pretend he's not there, Dom.
That's it.
Just pretend he's not there.
Just keep it cool, Rodney.
We're meant to just act normal.
Yeah.
So we've got a very nice man. Was it Dan? Darren.
Darren.
Hello, Darren.
It's not Dan, it's Darren.
Sorry, Darren. So, something for like internal meetings. When they have internal meetings about all the radio stations, they need some clips and some footage of like Radio X in the studio.
Yeah.
So Darren is just taking, there's genuinely paparazzi flash going off right now as we're talking. And we're just meant to act casual. So I always sit like this myself.
You always have feet up.
I'm always like this. Yeah. I'm just a cool guy.
You are a cool guy.
I'm just a cool guy. Darren, make sure you get this shot, mate.
Yeah. I'm just going to unbutton a few on the old shirt. There.
Essentially, I've just turned it to Gervais in the office when he's just sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been so self-aware of how I sit whilst doing a link.
Do we get photo approval for this, Darren?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Great. Perfect.
Snap away.
Well, I'd like one where I look really cool.
Is that enough?
Are you done? Yeah. I thought I was stealing a living. Thank you, Darren. Right,
cheers, Darren.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
There we go. That's when we weren't professionals, you see. It's all over very quickly.
Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
Don't let the door slam on the way out, Darren.
He got some great pics.
Yeah.
He got some great
pics. Was that it? He's done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I really hope he uses the one with you, the feet on the desk. That'd be great.
That's amazing. So in it, for all future meetings, at some point, they're going to go, and it's been another disappointing quarter for Radio X. And then it'll cut to a photo of me with my slumped on the desk, my feet up and my hands behind my head.
Great.
Cheers, Darren. Nice. See you later. Right, it's time for our record of the week. So it's the new track from Stereophonics. Do you know what'd be cool?
Because
the new album's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
How nice would it be? And obviously this is impossible.
Sure.
If we had the opportunity to chat to Kelly Jones from Stereophonics all about the new album.
Well, it's never going to happen, but that would be incredible.
Look, it's a pipe dream, all right?
Sure.
Call me crazy. I don't know. What if tomorrow morning, say, he was on the show chatting to us all about the new album?
Will you get out of town, Tobes?
It's never going to happen, but, you know, aim for the stars, you might land on a cloud. Record of the week. Seems like you don't know me. He is on the show, by the way, tomorrow. Radio X.
Hear that, princess, let down your hair. Top of the tower, way up there. You got your rings and your bangles of gold. You got your fairy tale, the way it got told. How you doing, when's enough enough for you? So your lie is really my truth. And you knew that when I met you.
Stereophonics. Seems like you don't know me. It's our record of the week, and Kelly Jones from Stereophonics will be joining us tomorrow morning to talk all about the new album, which comes out tomorrow, which is awesome. So make sure you're listening, and if you know any mega Stereophonics fans, make sure they're listening as well. And if you've got any questions for Kelly, send them in, because then I have to do less work.
Absolutely fair point.
So everyone's a winner. You get your question read out, I get to put my feet up again.
I gave him a piggyback in LA. That's my claim to fame with Kelly Jones.
Did you?
Yes.
Because I gave you a piggyback at our boss's wedding.
Yeah.
And you gave Kelly Jones a piggyback.
Gave Kelly Jones a piggyback.
So who's Kelly Jones giving a piggyback to? We need to work out. That's
the first question for tomorrow
that
morning.
Down. Kelly, yeah. Who have you ever given? Do you know what? I'll forget that. Can one of you remember that for tomorrow? We need to find out who Kelly Jones has ever given a piggyback to. And then if that's someone famous, we need to get them on the show.
Thank you.
Sort of.
It's never ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of. Piggyback centipede, if you will.
That's right.
Now, why did you give Kelly Jones a piggyback?
We were doing a show in the old place. We were doing a show from LA for a week. Mm. He was in. Something was stuck in the ceiling, which we tried to get out, and I gave him a piggyback. He got it out of the ceiling.
So
I don't know what it was. I think we were playing football and it got lobbed. We're playing football, as you do, in a studio in LA with Kelly Jones from Stereophonics, and the football got lodged in the ceiling. So I either had him on my shoulders or piggyback, I can't remember. And then he put it down, we carried on playing football.
Great. So you had Kelly Jones, one of the nation's finest ever musicians.
Yes.
As a guest.
Yeah.
And you made him get the football down. Don't we have, like, you know, producers for that?
Well, I think it was post-gig for them.
Right.
Because we were doing breakfast hours, so it was 10:30, it was 6:30 a.m. here. So right. I think he'd had a few beers.
Okay.
He'd, you know, come off stage, had a few beers.
Fancy the piggyback.
Fancy a piggyback. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And also, have you ever given anyone famous a piggyback? 83936 or WhatsApp? Let us know.
Good question.
So, Kelly Jones in tomorrow. Make sure you listen to that. I've also got an hour of music from 9 o'clock tomorrow, which, if I may say myself, it's just bangers. Just an hour of bangers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain more about that tomorrow. The request hour is on the way with the wonderful Polly James. Get your requests in. What song would you like to hear this morning? It's Friday tomorrow. The weekend is nearly here. Is there a track that would get you right in the mood for that? Sorry, I was coughing. What's the point of me putting the microphone down?
You're too honest.
I put the mic down to cover up a cough.
Yeah.
And then I came back and said, sorry, I was coughing.
Yeah.
I might as well have coughed on air.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think we got away with it. I don't think anyone's noticed. Have the most wonderful rest of your day. Tomorrow 6:30, we're back. Joined by Kelly Jones. Polly James on the way next. Enjoy the request hour. This is Paramore. This is Why on Radio X.
Radio X.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This month at Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a mega deal on 450 by 450 millimetre Stamford Riven slabs for a mega £2.35 each ex-VAT. Get down to Selco to grab a mega deal while stocks last. Check for details and more great offers online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That charge to 20%.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Vicky, you're taking Flirting by the Photocopier to first base. But oh no, lunchtime spicy chicken curry is making a very unexpected menage a trois. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint, always read the label.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995. It's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, social media platforms are being warned they'll face big fines if they don't block children's access to harmful content. New Ofcom rules are being set out today and will become law from July. They want tougher age verification checks in place to access sites. Dame Melanie Dawes is in charge of the regulator. She's told Radio X it does need to change.
We've got kids saying to us, and we've spoken to nearly 30,000 children as part of this work, that violence, misogyny is absolutely prolific in their feeds. So, you know, we've just got to change the way that kids are treated online.
There's been a huge missile and drone strike in Kyiv, just hours after Donald Trump said a peace deal for Ukraine was really close. At least 9 people were killed overnight and dozens more were injured. Scientists have found a potential treatment for people with severe peanut allergies. Teams at King's College London gave tiny amounts of peanut flour to patients and then really slowly increased it. They say it needs medical supervision though, and it shouldn't be done at home. And Liverpool are still 1 point off being crowned Premier League champions. They could have taken the title last night if Arsenal lost, but they didn't, and they got a 2-2 draw against Crystal Palace. Liverpool now just need a draw against Spurs at Anfield on Sunday. The weather, largely dry and sunny today. Some showers in Wales and the southwest of England later. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Radio X.
From Global. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. Request Hour.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Toby, Dom and the team today. A very good morning to you. Just gone 10 o'clock. Holly James here. Yeah, this is the Radio X Request Hour, Thursday already. Love a short week. Yeah, weekend just on the horizon now. How lovely. What songs do you have for me today then? What are you feeling? What are you craving? 0330 333 100. That is my WhatsApp number. That's how you get in touch and send me your songs. 0330 333 100. Whether you've been in the office for a while now this morning or just letting that first cup of coffee sink in. Well, to start us off today, I've gone for a tune to ease us in. Yeah, we don't need to rush into things. I've chosen a song that Lucy's picked. She's just messaged, "I've made it into work, Paul. The kettle's on, my toast is slightly burnt, just how I like it, and the sky's doing that moody British thing again. Chasing rainbows before my day descends into chaos, please." What a song, Luce. Shed 7, Radio X.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat for you. There's nothing I can do but counterparts and bleeding hearts and all the things that fall apart for you. I don't keep my secrets then. Deny, but I'll never realize I'm just chasing rainbows all the time. And then I miss my cue. Everybody had a laugh. Then went for an early bath, did you?
Choice from Lucy. She wins today's Request Hour poll. Nothing will beat the mighty Sheds, says Jen. Well, Jen, we will try because we have a full hour to go. Yeah, the Radio X Request Hour. We've had our moment to kick back to. We're going to hype things up a little bit now. Welcome along. Get comfy. Send me your song. 0330 333 100. Thank you, Nathan, in Shrewsbury. This is about to make your feet move and your head spin. From Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Heads will roll on the Radio X Request Hour.
Off with your head. Dance till you're dead. Heads will roll. Heads will roll. Heads will roll. On the floor. Glitter on the west streets. Silver over everything. The river's all wet. You're all cold.
Your request 0330 333 100
Radio X.